small child on the Oklahoma plains. I would dance around and run wild along. Hello, dear ones. Welcome to Secret Gardening with Sarah. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope that you find this to be a place of beauty, delight, and rest. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you've been here for a while, thanks for coming back and spending some time with me. How are you? How are you all? Please reach out to me. I'd love to be able to pray for you and just know you. This past week for me was a little crazy. Had a lot of things going on that were unexpected and wild, and I'm grateful that I have a God who is caring about all the details and is not surprised, even though I can be often surprised. I don't know about you guys, but I thought February and March were going to look a lot different for me, and I just haven't gotten to all the things that I wanted to get to. So I'm feeling a little bit behind, when it comes to the to-do lists and the garden planning and the house cleaning and the going through things, and then just getting the projects done that I need to get done for my jobs and for my life, you know. But I love that God can interrupt a little bit our plans to be able to show us a better way, to show us that we really need Him and we need to learn how to rely on Him and ask for help every step of the way. I've been thinking a lot about inviting Jesus into all those situations that we tend to take control of and don't even think about Him. So what are the places in your life that you're not inviting Him in? I want to say that I'm inviting Him into everything, but am I really truly doing that? So that's my challenge for you guys today, just to think about that thing you're stressed out or concerned about. Can we invite Jesus into those things? I need that. So if you can pray for me, that would be awesome. Well, welcome. Here is today's episode. To New York City for a art and faith conference with a friend. And I actually went 2 years in a row. It was a big part of my discernment process to figure out if it was okay to pursue art and not waste my life on art. Something that I was working out with God was I didn't know if it was selfish to want to do something that might not be useful for the world. God was really sweet in those two conferences to help me form a really healthy theology and framework for what it looks like to pursue beauty and actually how important it is for our world that we need those roses. We need bread, but we need those roses too. I think I've talked about that last season. But I wanted to tell you all a little story because I keep thinking about it and I feel like it might be helpful. As I was thinking about Providence last week, taking a ride on Providence, I was thinking how wonderful it is that God will change my plan in really surprising and fun ways. So once I was in New York and we're going to this conference, my friend and I were both art majors, painting majors, or we're deciding to confirm that as our choice. And we went up. And we were really excited because there was this one musician that we were really excited was going to be hosting a workshop at this conference. Now, the way that it worked is if you get to the workshop in time and there's a seat for you, you get to be in the class with the musician. So think of somebody that you really love and you cannot wait to be in a room with them and just glean all the things from them and just be with them, right? So we were really excited. And we had been the day before and we kind of realized how it worked and we just like, we have to get there really early the next morning and make sure we get our chair.
So we were staying with a friend in one of those small New York apartments, and we were in the tiniest room with one bed. It was crazy. And one of us was on the couch, and we were getting ready really early in the morning. We got out, and we had plenty of time to get on the subway and make it to the conference so we could ensure that we would be in the workshop with our very favorite musician. I won't say any names, but we were really excited about it. So we get in the subway and we're heading towards the conference when all of a sudden an intercom announcement comes over and says, "There is a fire in the Bronx. This train will not be running normal." And then it explains something and we are like, "Oh no, what do we do?" And I, in a panic, literally jump off at the next stop when they open the door, because it was like, okay, we're going to have to bypass, I think, 10 stops, something ridiculous, and go through a whole nother direction. And I'm like, we got to get off this train. But my friend doesn't have quite the instinct of me in that moment of panicking. And I panicked and just jumped off instead of like making a plan together. And the doors close and we look at each other, and this is like, you know, cell phone service is spotty. Everything is weird. And I'm just like, "I'll wait right here and you come back." And I kind of signal that to her with my hands, and she's like, "Okay, cool." But I have no idea how long that's going to take because this train is not stopping for several stops. So I'm waiting there, frantic. Everybody is going crazy because there's a fire in the Bronx. I mean, this is like not normal. And I'm waiting, and somehow I get a text message right when a train shows up, and she's like, "Get on." And so I get on the most packed subway I've ever been on because everybody's rerouting because they're trying to get where they need to go for work and everything. You know, New York City is already busy, and, you know, this is back when people really crammed on things. And we can't see each other. I don't see her. I jump on the train and there's just people everywhere. And it is crazy. We stop at one of the main hubs and a lot of people get off, and I see her through my car all the way to the end of the other car. I'm at the end of my car. She's at the end of her car, but we see each other like far away through the window in the middle, and we run to each other, and it's pretty hilarious how we meet in the middle and we see each other through the glass and we're like, "Yes, we found each other." It was amazing. And then we figure out how to get to the conference a whole different way than we had planned. And we are not only not early, we are about 45 minutes late. So we have completely missed our workshop with our favorite musician that we were planning on ensuring our place there. So we get there and we realize actually everything is full. There's nothing we really wanted to do otherwise, but even the ones that were like maybes were full. So we're just kind of meandering around, get some coffee, and we see there is one door that says chaplain, and we walk in and there's this man, an older gentleman from England, so he has a wonderful accent, and he invites us in, and he says, "Come sit and share and break bread with me." He says that, "Come break bread with me." So we do. We come in and we sit with this man who is the chaplain of the conference, and we get to talking and getting to know each other. He's asking us why we're there, and it's actually a really beautiful conversation. And I'll never forget what he said in terms of the arts and beauty and how God works in our world. He said something, a picture for me that I look to a lot. He said, "Imagine two rooms back to back, one all darkness, one all light. And, you know, they're separated by one wall. Just imagine that, okay? Two rooms right by each other, separated by a wall, one all darkness and one all light. If you put one pinpoint in that wall and make the smallest hole, what happens? Does the dark enter into the light? No. The light enters into the dark. The dark has no fight when it comes to light. The light comes in and invades, and That is beautiful. I love that picture. I think of it all the time, that Jesus is the light of the world, right? We get to participate with him to be the light of the world too. So darkness doesn't have a chance when it comes to standing up against the light. And how hopeful is that, that even the smallest pinpoint can allow light to come in and bring light to a dark room. I really love that picture. And guys, we ate some of that bread at that table with this elderly chaplain gentleman, and we were fed. Our souls were fed. We were literally fed. Our bodies were fed, and we had a completely different morning than we had expected, and we had ensured that we would have, right? We got up super early. We planned it all out. We got on the train, and then there was a fire in the Bronx. Who knew? Who knew? God did. He knew that we needed that conversation with that man to encourage us, to give us hope, and that was way more important than being in the room with some famous musician that we loved. And the funny thing is, that musician is not like, I still listen to some of the music, but it's not like the most important thing in my life or anything, right? And a fun fact, as we left that conference that day, we were in the elevator, and right when the elevator doors are closing, somebody pops in the elevator with us, and it's that musician. I'll never forget. We were laughing because we still got to be in a room with him. That's just abundant fun fact. But I think about that often when my plans do not go to plan, because God has a different plan. And it's just such a refreshing thing to remember that God has a way better plan. And that man, all weekend after, was always busy. He had people in there talking to him, and he was actually sought after. But in that moment, he was alone, and we got to have that time with him. And I'll just never forget the grace of that conversation. I could not have planned it, and I could not have imagined how important it would be in my walk with the Lord, in my pursuing beauty and art with God, and being an image bearer where I get to bless people and be the light to this world that is darkness. So I hope that encourages you today, that if your plans are not going anywhere near where you wanted it to be, and they were maybe really good plans and really exciting plans, I pray that you could rest in the fact that God is very much in control, and he has the best in mind for you. And it might involve some fire of affliction, like a fire in the Bronx or something way worse, but he is trustworthy and good and kind, and he is the bread of life. He will provide for us in Christ. I do declare these words to you from Romans 8, verses 5 through 11. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Dear Dear Jesus, thank you that you give us your spirit, that we're not left alone. You're with us always. Thank you that we have hope, we have life, we have ways to fight the flesh. Will you help us? We need help to have eyes to see, our hearts to be enlightened to the blessing that we have in you, Christ. Will you help us to follow you, to submit to your will? Help us to repent and believe what's true. Give us people around us to remind us. Give us your word. Help us to abide in you. Spirit, we need your help. Holy Spirit, please help us. Jesus, thank you for dying for us and for interceding for us and being our high priest that we can draw near because you drew near to us. Father, thank you that you are in control and you're caring for us so well as a good parent. Help us to trust you. Help us to love you better. And thank you for my friends. Pray that they will be blessed today and they will know how loved they are in Christ. Amen. All right, friends, thanks for being here with me again. I am really just blown away that people listen to this, so thank you. I want to thank Teresa Mahoney for her beautiful song called Always You. Please give her some love on Instagram or Facebook, and listen to her music on Spotify and all the places you listen to music. I hope that she feels really encouraged by you guys giving her a listen. So thank you all. I will see you next week, and I look forward to it. I really thoroughly enjoyed it today. If you find yourself with a intercom in your life saying there's a fire in the Bronx in some capacity, may you invite Jesus into that moment to trust him that maybe he has a different thing for you that day than you expected. And may you remember that there is true light that will help us in the darkness of this world. All right, see you next week. Sincerely, Sarah.